Hello and welcome to episode 6 of Real Life Community Church's Advent series of our Real Friends podcast. Deacon Matthew here with Senior Pastor Chris. For episode 6, we continue with the theme of hope here in the first week. And what is our sort of sub-theme this particular week?
Yes, so remember in Advent, we do two things. One, we look back to the Christmas narrative. You could say Christ's first Advent, his first arrival. And we look back with great celebration that Jesus came. But then we also look ahead to Christ's promised second advent when the Lord will return and consummate his kingdom. So the Christmas story does not just offer us hope for today, but it wonderfully gives us a hope for the future as well. And so let's go to the text today, Romans chapter 8, and we're going to get to talk about one of my favorite subjects, namely the hope of new creation.
It's come up a time or two, maybe in sermons over the last
perhaps
week, but it's a good one. Not a complaint, certainly. All right, starting in Romans, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, and in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now."
Here, Paul personifies creation itself. And when we think about this, we've got to understand that when Adam and Eve sinned, it was not just humans who were subjected to futility, but creation itself.
And so it is that the earth itself longs and groans for the second coming, and that tells us we're supposed to be doing the same thing.
That's right. You know, the earth was filled with spiritual darkness, as we talked about earlier this week. But in his first advent, Jesus brought light that broke into the darkness. But interestingly now, yes, Jesus brought He is the light of the world. He came, but yet we still have darkness upon this earth, and a spiritual darkness. But you know what? We've got great hope because Jesus is going to return. And when he does, the darkness will completely be eradicated.
Yeah, that phrase that I could never remember, but now is conveniently printed out here in the notes, the already but not yet season. You know, we have the light, but when he comes again, everything will be consummated and everything, his plans will be completed and we will be in new creation.
The end of the biblical narrative is not about going to heaven, though heaven is a wonderful and real place. But you go to the end of the story and the final hope and the final part of our salvation is when heaven actually comes to earth. Heaven and earth overlap and God's creation is restored. So our Romans passage says that the world itself is waiting with eagerness, longing for Jesus' second advent. And think about this, Matthew. It's going to be a world where there are no more natural disasters, no more tsunamis, no more tornadoes, earthquakes, fires. It's going to be unbelievable. And think about this, Matthew. It's going to be a world in which there are no more thorns and thistles.
Yeah, you'll be able to actually do your jobs, whatever they are, whether they're similar to the same ones Adam and Eve are doing. And you and I agree on this, that we think that we will have, you know, jobs. We will have purpose
Absolutely.
In heaven, but it's, you know, I'm from Iowa. Being a farmer is probably pretty hard. Well, it's going to be a whole lot easier in new
That's
creation.
Right. It's not going to be by the sweat of our brow and the breaking of our back. So in addition to that, it's going to be a world free of injustice. There's going to be no more wickedness to corrupt the earth and God's good creation. So yeah, we have the hope of new creation, but not only that, let's continue to read Romans 8. Let's read verses 23 through 25.
"And not only the creation, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit grown inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience."
Because of our sin, as we know, it's not just the earth that was corrupted, but we ourselves have been subjected to death and decay. But we have a hope that we will be raised bodily. And those who are in Christ, we will spend eternity on the new earth. Again, No more sickness, no more injustice, no more pain. Every tear, Revelation says, will be wiped from our eyes.
Yeah, we don't know exactly what those glorified bodies are going to be like. There is going to be some mystery, but these particular facets of it are certain, and how wonderful that will be. You mentioned the back earlier. My back is long. My back is groaning inwardly for new creation.
In the way that we know and can trust that this is a sure hope, you know, this isn't pie in the sky like we're hoping for a particular gift for Christmas. Like, no, we know this is going to happen. And Paul tells us how we know that in 1 Corinthians 15, namely because he says, in fact, Christ has been raised, and Christ is the first fruits of that resurrection. If he has been raised, and he has, listen, we have the sure hope that we who are in Christ will be raised as well.
So, Pastor, we've been trying to tie a lot of what we talk about into Christmas movies, because we both like movies in general, and who doesn't like movies? And so I've come up with a good one that you confirmed was probably a good idea for this one, with Frosty the Snowman.
Right. How does Frosty the Snowman correlate with what we've been talking about?
Well, if you go on the internet, so many ways. But in this particular case, whether it was the intent of the filmmakers or not, in Frosty the Snowman, we do have kind of a messianic facet in that, he dies in the movie. And then what does he do?
He comes back.
Woo! Frosty the Snowman. What are the lyrics? Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way, but he waved goodbye saying,
"Don't you cry, I'll be back again someday." He started that pretty low. Yes, and you know, Jesus, he was obviously raised, and then he ascended to the right hand of the Father, and the great hope that we have is that he will be back someday. Frosty the Snowman, a fairy tale, but Jesus not. He will bodily return. And what a hope we have.
So a sure hope.
So this Christmas, let's look back to Jesus' first advent and celebrate the arrival, the breaking in of the kingdom. But let's look with hope to the future when Christ will return and consummate that kingdom. Let's just revel in that fact. And remember that creation itself will be renewed, and we will forever be with the Lord.
You think when he comes back, he'll have the silk hat? Maybe perhaps. That's just a Frosty thing. See you again next episode.
Thanks for listening. But he waved goodbye, saying, "Don't you cry, I'll be back again someday."